Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and happy Friday to you all. You are listening to Life and Love Under New Management, and if you are tuning in for the first time this evening, I am Q Speaks, your host, author of I Am Queen, an Affirmation for Every Woman, and author of Open Invitation to My Soul, Poetry and Lyrics from the Soul of a Queen. Today's episode is Insight to Foresight. Insight being an understanding of the motivational forces behind one's actions, thoughts, or behavior, self-knowledge, and foresight being the care or provision for the future. In short, when you know better, you're supposed to do better. At the end of each day, we should be able to reflect on this entirety and see growth by way of learning something or helping someone. I am so very excited to talk to you all this evening and hope that at least one listener can feel a little bit better about their wonderful gift of life after I've spoken. That is my mission and sleep aid. It is a piece that helps me rest. Today's show is a bit different from episode one, as you, my listeners, will get a chance to talk to me live. If you don't know the dial and number, it is, and I hope you're ready to jot it down. It's area code 619-638-8576. Again, that is 619-638-8576. I was amazed when I noticed my inbox filled with so many interesting topic suggestions. So So if you don't know how to send me your letters or how to send me your topic suggestions, or if you simply just want to contact me, my email address is as follows. That's qspeaks@universaldeep.com. Again, that's qspeaks@universaldeep.com. And be sure to include life and love as the message subject. My personal commitment to growth is rooted in staying focused on progress and forward movement. This show was created for us all. This show is about us being us at our own pace while building our own individual standards up from a solid foundation, living our lives according to a God-approved plan and not the plan that the world has for us, and simply enjoying the process of getting there. There being wherever it is that you're trying to get to. So just make sure that you are not living at light speed and take the time to reflect daily. Lack of peace equals chaos, and the world spinning out of control is no fun place to be. God is so much greater than our worries and woes, and most often we overlook this by behaving selfishly and recklessly taking a dive into the pool of complaints with no productive result whatsoever. I know this way too personally and far too well because I nearly drowned in it many times. It's fortunate enough to have someone grounded in your ear to help you realize that you're simply wasting time when you complain. Well, that's a blessing. But if you're not fortunate enough to have someone give you that nudge, keep tuning in, and I will share a good word with you and do for you what my loved ones, plus the time I spend alone to self-reflect and cast my cares. What that does for me, I'll share that with you. But please believe, meditation and prayer is powerful, and I encourage you to get personal with it if you're not already, and I encourage you to keep people around you who are as positive as possible. Okay, you don't want anyone to attend your pity parties. You want someone to provide some sort of insight to help open your eyes. And if not, and if you find that that does more harm to you than good, then stop going to anyone and go to the throne and not the phone and just take it on the chin and get it together. Slowly but surely, right? Slowly and steady wins the race. Life is a work in progress, and it is a project of utmost importance that requires our effort, strategic planning, willingness to embrace change, and demands our open minds, warm hearts, patience, and persistence. Understand that there must be balance, and you must have clarity. You gain this by slowing down enough to notice your surroundings, your place, by recognizing your moments, your irretrievable moments that occur daily that make up the life that you are living. This is your insight to better living. When we know better, we truly should do better. And know this, storms do pass, and it all works out. Maybe not when we want them to, but they pass in due time, which is ultimately on time. So together, let's commit to growing daily and amidst any trial, in the face of all adversity, you must steadfast. You must keep going. Okay, I'm going to let that thought marinate and share a little bit of a piece that I selected for you. I consider it lyrical food for your spirit. Again, this is Q, and you're listening to Life and Love Under New Management, Episode 2. Insight to Foresight, and I will be back right after this.
I just wanna run and hide, but I don't have the time to cry. It's is everything. It's gonna be alright. Everything is everything. It's gonna be
alright.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You have opened your ears to Life and Love Under New Management, and that was Letticy with All Right. And yes, whatever you're going through, it is so going to be all right. Just hold on. Don't give up. Steadfast. Remember, patience works with persistence, not against it. You will hear me say that often. That is my motto. I use it to keep myself encouraged. So I love you enough to share it with you. While you're going through your valley, though, one quick fix to feeling better is to take your eyes off of yourself and look at those around you. Maybe someone you know or don't know could use a smile from you or a simple hello. Go do something for someone else. One of many holdups for a lot of people is the energy they waste looking for a return on investment of any good deed. This is unacceptable and only makes you miserable. Do things because you want to help someone, genuinely, because you want to be a blessing to someone. Don't do things for people in order to gloat over their situations or because you're expecting them to do for you what you've done for them. See, this is when you're messing up. This right here sets you up for disappointment and it wrecks any progress that you've made. When you do this, you're no longer being a blessing to anyone. You've become a burden to yourself, plainly put, because your priorities are out of order and you're pouting because you feel used is only causing you grief, not anyone else. Don't get upset and change your level of generosity either. Realize what's going on here. Truth is, my dear, you have set unrealistic expectations for others and have somewhere down the line created this ridiculous way of dealing with people. You couldn't possibly be happy because you're disappointed that the world isn't behaving the way you feel it should be behaving, and then you're disappointed often. My coworker and I have this inside saying, brain, heart, wallet. I won't go into detail, but my purpose in sharing that is to show that no matter what decision you make in life, you cannot act off an emotion solely. Brain, heart, wallet. So I broke it down for you guys. Step one, thinking. That's the thought process. Two, feel. How does it feel? And step three, it's affordability. Whether monetarily or emotionally, can you afford your final decision? If you have any desire to succeed at life and love, you will make being considerate of others one of your strengths. If you have any desire to succeed at life and love, you will take time to weigh options and refuse to act on impulse. Watch your mouth and check your spirit. Yes, I said watch that mouth. Everything that comes to your mind does not need to come out of your mouth. The feeling of holding your tongue is uncomfortable to you? Okay, well, how about this? Too bad. You cannot get through life, build strong relationships with people, and leave a wonderful impression by just saying what's on your mind. I've heard it many times. Oh, I'm just speaking my mind. That doesn't make it okay. Let's get that understood. We need to treat others the way that we would like to be treated. And in the end, after you smoke in your mind without any tact whatsoever, you're the one who looks bad. So stop acting on impulse. Would it really kill you to be uncomfortable for a minute? Make a choice to be quiet. Here are two of many, many reasons why you should. One, it is one thing to be thought an idiot, then open your mouth and remove all doubt. And two, a person who says very little or nothing at all says a great deal. Become an observer. Speak when necessary. Learn about what's going on. Speak when your words, when your message is filled with substance and not frivolousness. What are your decisions costing you? It's time for us to govern our life and our love under new management and realize that life is too short and precious to close your eyes to the opportunities for success in life and love. Let's make better choices. You can choose crisis or you can choose wisdom. Hint, choose wisdom. In my book, I Am Clean, I have a chapter solely dedicated to negative holds. Well, I have two chapters, actually, from the inside and the outside. But one of the common strongholds I'm going to touch on right now, and that's the struggle with forgiveness. And I think it's very important that people understand that you don't master forgiveness. Forgiveness is a forever practice. And as long as we're living, we're supposed to be growing daily. And I said last time, you know, when there's nothing left to learn and you have nothing left to share, your time is up. That's how I look at it. And it was just the other day, I thought I was completely over something that really, really, really bugged me. And talking about it, I fueled this fire. I brought back these negative feelings that I had, and that was not productive. And to me, it was a minor setback in my growth. Okay, I understood, and I caught myself, but it reminded me that forgiveness isn't something that I'm supposed to master. I mean, it's something I practice daily. And we're human. We have emotions. It's just that we can't act off of them impulsively. We have to have self-control. We have to be disciplined. We have to care about the people who are around us. We have to start thinking about what it is that we want out of life, how we're going to get there, and surround ourselves by people who are positive. Positive people. If you are not positive, please don't call me. I'm not talking to you. I can choose that. I choose not to. I can love you and not deal with you all the time. What you put out into the atmosphere comes back. And, you know, this is a struggle for so many people every day with the economy being the way that it is and for so many other personal reasons. It's hard. It's a struggle to find happiness. Don't go and make your growth harder than it has to be by surrounding yourself by people who want nothing good for you, who have absolutely nothing good to say about you, about anyone else. Because, see, you can't change them. You don't get upset with them. Recognize that they have work to do with themselves. 9 times out of 10, they don't recognize that there's a problem. If you are that person and people are fleeing when you come around, you need to talk to God. There is something going on. Even ask your friend, did I do something? You know, people don't talk enough. There has to be communication. But if people are around you and they're negative, it's okay to distance yourself. Pray for them. Pray for their spirit and get moving because you have somewhere to go. And when people are in relationships, you know, personal, professional, however it is, I just say people don't talk enough. We don't ask the right questions. We don't dig deep. We're so afraid of pushing people away, or even we don't really want to know the answers to questions that we should be asking. We don't define common used words like friendship. What does that mean? What is loyalty? You know, we don't get creative. We don't open up, and we don't foster and nurture relationships like we should and could. It's something that we need to start doing. Open your mouths and get to know the people that are around you. And for parents, you know, I'm a mom, and they say it takes a village to raise a child, but I say, who's in your village? So it's very important to know who's in your circle, why these people have come into your life. Everyone serves a purpose. You're not going to see it right away. You may not find out until 10 to 14 years later why this person has come into your life, but please believe there's a reason. There is a divine design. It's so much greater than you and what you have going on. You just need to be aware that there are no accidents, and you need to commit to just being the best person that you can and giving out as much goodness as you can here. You know, don't look back. Looking back is another negative stronghold. Your past experiences have helped make you who you are. You know, if you happen to glance back, don't do it with resentment. Remember, who you were yesterday is not who you are today. And you are super busy today working on who you're going to be tomorrow, hopefully, right? Set goals for yourself. Put yourself at the top of your priority list, because if you are the one that's taking care of everyone, when you go down, who's going to be there to take care of them, and the world will go on once you're gone. Please believe it. You know, let's not complain. Let's nurture our spirit. And I'm so thankful. I promise it has, I think it's just as recent as a month or two, but I have been so, so happy. I am surrounded by really great people, really great loved ones. I'm so blessed. And I mean, from my workplace to my family, it's amazing. And it's how we choose to deal with our goings on that shows the strength of our character, the toughness of our skin. So, okay, I have another music selection. And when I return, I am going to possibly open up the line to my callers. I want to know what you're feeling, what you're thinking right now, and maybe, you know, tell me what you've given up in order to win that hand that life has dealt you. Share a good message with all of us. We can never have too much of a good word. So decide to grow daily. Change can happen suddenly, and happiness is a choice, sugar. Okay? Be right back with more life and love under new management.
One kiss.
Okay, I had to throw in a little bit of that ballroom and music. It's Friday, right? Happy Friday, guys. Okay, that was R. Kelly with Just Like That, and Change Can Happen Just Like That. Another message I wanted to share with you guys is God blesses the child who turns disappointment into triumph. Not every day is going to be filled with sunshine. I am reminded of this daily. And it's up to us to create our own sunny day. If we didn't have storms to weather, how would we appreciate the sun? Take your hurts and your pains to God and allow him to release you of that burden that you're carrying and get to living and enjoying this life that you have been blessed with. Recently, there's so many lessons that I learn, like, every day or every week that this one particular one just really stays with me lately, and it's so I can't stress friends and family enough. I have been one to always just work, and, I don't have time or I'll pass up invitations for family gatherings or anything, but let me tell you, family and friends, your loved ones, it is so important to hold them dear, to hold them close to you. I got way too familiar with saying, oh, not this time, invite me next time, as if I knew that there would be a next time. Or I knew that there was this unspoken understanding that even if you don't see me and I don't see you for I don't know how long, it turns into years. I mean, that's how fast time flies, that whenever we do get together, we can pick up where we left off, and it'll be just fine. But that's not okay. What if that next time never comes? We spend so much time planning for years and years and years later on down the road, and we don't focus on today, or either. We're extremists. We can focus so much on today and neglect planning altogether. So life can't be successful, love can't be successful if there isn't balance. So making every day your mission, well, making finding balance your everyday mission is what we all need to do to stay productive and be progressive. So in my inbox, one of these topics, there were so many, it was amazing. It was about losing yourself, how we let our history, as my friend would call it, jilted past, dictate who we are, to control our existence right now, right here. That's not letting go. We hold on to so much. We have so much baggage. We have to check that baggage at the door. We just have to. I don't care professionally or personally. When you start a new job, that new job is not that last place that you just come from that caused you all this grief. You're going to have to learn that when you walk out of that door, that all of that stays there at that building, at that company that's not yours, and then you go on. Your relationships, you have got to understand that your new partner, your companion, is not your ex. Now, what we do is walk away with experience. We walk away with more knowledge, some gained wisdom here. But that doesn't mean that you take what you've learned and assume that you know the next person and close yourself off. You have got to be open to love. You have got to be open to change. You have got to be open to growth. I mean, well, you won't receive messages. You won't appreciate your days fully, and you can't look back and say, hey, that day was great because you were too busy complaining and finding fault with other people. You know, you wouldn't happen to be living in that glass house with you, because I would hate to think that you're sitting up and complaining and, you know, throwing stones at other people and your house isn't in order. Can't have that, you know. You're pointing your finger. Are you right? We need to take more time and get ourselves together. And we also need to know when to let go of people. I spoke on relationships and, you know, toxic people, the negative people around you. I don't care if you're in a relationship with a guy or a girl and you've been with them for however long. If this person is not good for you, you're going to have to love yourself something strong and walk away. You know, you were grieving before you met this person. Your existence is not because this person is. You exist because you are. It has nothing to do with the people in your life. And prioritizing and seeing yourself as something great, that's what you're supposed to do. You've got to treat yourself like you're created in God's image. You have got to treat yourself better. We need to take time to meditate, calm ourselves down, calm our nerves, appreciate all of the wonderful, wonderful things around us. And you just, my friend says, you know, when you point a finger at someone, you're pointing three at yourself. I know she's out there listening. Tiffany, that's for you, baby. It's very, very important that we don't pass judgment, you know. And when you do something, if you can't do it with your head held high, you don't need to be doing it, okay? When something comes out of your mouth, don't say I confided in someone and that's a secret, no one should know it. Well, if you don't want anyone to know about it, you better not share it, okay? That's just flat out the way that it is. There's no such thing as betrayal. That person told my secret. Close your mouth. Don't tell all. That I learned at a very young age. And I mean, if you don't want anyone to know, keep it to yourself. Share information that's positive. Share something that's of some substance. I would hate to think that if you started doing that, that you wouldn't talk as much. So that would give you more time to learn and get to know yourself. And sometimes it's okay to get by yourself, to get to know yourself before you start putting yourself onto other people and wondering why they're not reacting to you the way that you want them to. You know, you have three different encounters and there's something wrong with each person that you encounter. I don't think so. There just may be something wrong with you. I see that. Every job that you work cannot be pure devils. It's a possibility that the environment sucks. Yes, I understand that. But you can't change the world around you. You have to change the way that you deal with the world around you. It takes a lot of work. It takes prayer. And we need to seek peace. So what I'm going to do now is introduce this selection that I play every day because it's so easy to take for granted all of the important things in life, all of the important people. It's the small things, you know. It's not the big, giant gifts that we receive at birthday and Christmas and Valentine's Day. It's that when someone's considering you, when that someone cares about your happiness, that's a feeling that creates a high that you don't have to come down from, and you certainly can't buy it. We need to slow down and appreciate the people in our lives and appreciate our situations. No matter how bad they are, someone else out there is looking at your life and can take your life and make it work to the best of their ability and win, okay? They can take your life, not complain, not one iota, and succeed. It's time to think about that. Let's hold tight to what we have, tweak it, and make it work to the best of our ability. Let's stop worrying about our bills and stuff, because, see, that's going to be there. Every day is something. I know. I experience it all too often, I'm telling you. And it takes nothing but another day to come, and I'm like, wow, always is such a beautiful day, complaining and stressing and worrying about something that's going to be all right. And those things don't even matter, you know. I don't need you to give me a car, a fur coat, give me a nice chest to lay on, a shoulder to lean on, an ear to talk to. That means more to me. Someone with an open heart and an open mind. Make sure that the people around you have those characteristics, and then you can grow. Get with people who are like-minded, like-spirited, people you can grow with. You don't have to have the same goals, but you all should commit to becoming better And it doesn't have to mean a bigger, fancier house, just to become a better person to everyone, a better mom, a better father, a better brother, sister, friend, aunt, uncle, niece, nephew, all of that, just become a better you. And when people like that are around you, I don't care if you don't attend church every Sunday, you don't have to, because we walk around with a good heart. See, we were blessed with that. We have spirits, and it's what we choose to do with it, if we choose to nurture it and feed it with goodness, or if we choose to pollute it with negativity. So let's hold tight to the simple things, because they are of the most importance, and they are the foundation for which we build on. I'll be right back after this.
How do you explain this funny feeling deep inside? Makes me smile when I'm lonely, comforts me when I'm sad.
How do you
explain this sweet, sweet smile on my face that just keeps getting better with each passing day? For so long, when there's more months at the end of the money, your situation tells you to worry,
you worry,
but you see the flowers in bloom.
Okay, everyone, that was Elizabeth Withers with Simple Things. I really, really love that. That's one of my favorite jams. I say that constantly. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to get ready, and wrap this show up. I know that a lot of people were expecting me to have it a little bit longer tonight, but I'm going to go ahead and stop while it's hot and pick back up with the same insight to foresight on our next show. And I'm going to introduce to you all this really interesting Mother's Day contest where you all can write in to me and let me know what mother you think is the greatest and why. And that letter will get you a wonderful, wonderful gift box for the mother that you wrote in about. I'll share more details with you guys about that. But feel free to keep up with me by reading my blog. It's imqspeaks.wordpress.com. Also, email me anytime with questions or, again, suggestions for the next show. I will be updating everyone about the next schedule. And you can email me again at qspeaks@universaldeep.com. I want to share this final message for the evening, and that is our surroundings. We're going to stay strong. We're going to become better. We're going to calm our life down. We're going to not live at light speed. We're going to take into account everything that happens every day and let it go and close our eyes and start over tomorrow. We're going to love those that aren't that easy to love and keep going and growing. We are going to recognize that forgiveness is a forever practice. It's nothing that we master. We are going to enjoy our days to the fullest. That's what we're going to do. We're going to choose happiness. We're going to choose to let go of all negativity, and we're going to enjoy the simple things in our life. We're going to say no to pretending to be someone else. You know, if you have to pretend to be someone else up front with those around you, then you're being fake, and if you're being fake, it's a waste of time. So be around those who love you for who you are, and I love you all, and I thank you so much for tuning in tonight to Life and Love Under New Management, Episode 2, Insight to Foresight. I'm Q, and I'm signing out, leaving you with Christina Aguilera, Loving Me for Me. Good night.
I'm sitting here with your picture and smiling to myself. And can't surmount thoughts of you. My heart speaks before my mind thinks through, and I blush and I say, yeah. What a feeling of vulnerability coming over me, and I'm feeling weak and like can't. Incredible, pleasurable, unforgettable.
Oh.